This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are already under overlying fields, crisscrossing fields of martial law. And I'm going to exclusively lay out to you how martial law is being incrementally implemented and has already secretly been declared by different parties who are putting the planet into an unprecedented crisis to create unrest down the road that they believe will allow the globalists and corporations to gang up with authoritarian regimes on nation states, on populists, on Christian countries, on patriots, and overthrow those regimes. This is World War IV. I agree with the Pentagon that World War III was the Cold War. This is asymmetrical fifth, sixth generation economic culture bio-warfare. The definition in Black's Law Dictionary is the proper definition under U.S. law for martial law. Martial law, which is built upon no settled principles, but is entirely arbitrary in its decisions, is in truth and reality no law, but something indulged rather than allowed as a law. The necessity of order and discipline in an army is the only thing which can give it countenance, and therefore it ought not be permitted in time of peace, when the king's courts are open for all persons to receive justice according to the laws of the land. But the courts are closing, the schools are closing, the restaurants are closing. First it was you can have drive-through. Now, all over the country they're announcing, you can't have drive-through. And the governor of New York, the tyrant, he said, if you're a Christian or a gun owner or pro-life, get out of the state. He now has declared an emergency and has told New Yorkers, don't leave your homes, following the governor of California, who gave a press conference last night. I watched the whole hour and 15-minute press conference. I couldn't sleep, so I got up at 3 a.m. and watched it. And I sent the link out to some of our writers, and they went, he didn't really say they're looking at martial law. And I said, no, it's in the video. Here's an article. They just couldn't believe me. They just didn't compute it. Just, nope, we're not doing an article. Is it true? So that's the level that we've reached. I sent it to Watson, I sent it to others, and they're just not computing that you're already in the martial law, and now they're closing the tourniquet. Here are the other headlines and other definitions. Merriam-Webster, the law administered by military force that is invoked by a government in emergency when the civilian law enforcement agencies are unable to maintain public order and safety. Wikipedia, the imposition of direct military control over normal civilian functions by government, especially in response to a temporary emergency such as invasion or major disaster or in an occupied territory. And it's the latter. We're being occupied by the crisis, but I'm going to explain that with the nuances when we return. Encyclopedia Britannica, oh, and I'm going to show you the governor saying it. Encyclopedia Britannica, temporary rule by military authorities of a designated area in time of emergency when the civilian authorities are deemed unable to function. The legal effects of the declaration of martial law differ in various jurisdictions, but they generally involve the suspension of normal civil rights and the extension to the civilian population of summary military justice or of military law. Although temporary in theory, a state of martial law may in effect continue indefinitely. And notice they're telling you now, 18 months. It was 2 weeks in Europe, then it was a month. It was 2 weeks in China, then it was a month. But now we're told it's, just 18 months. Now they're saying, no, that's not enough. Maybe 3 years. Don't leave your house for 3 years. Wow, that's the most hardcore martial law the planet's ever seen. They have another name for it. It's called the population under siege. So you get in there and you plug into that television set, and the drones will deliver you your medicine and your food. Of course, it's all going to run out in just a few months, they admit, which will cause the Great Depression. But go ahead and be scared of the virus. You're going to really love the Great Depression.
Hi. We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
The West is the best. The West is the best.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Friday, March 20th, 2020 global transmission with 227, 227 days out from the historic election that may be canceled now. You don't even hear about Joe Biden anymore because the world is going into martial law. And I want to quantify what martial law composes of, the different types of it around the different parts of the world, how it's implemented, and where it tends to lead nations. But the Democrats have followed the lead of the dictatorial EU and the communist Chinese and their dictator. And they have, by example, established martial law, shooting people at checkpoints, welding them into their homes, mass pits burning bodies, making sure to show you the footage to scare you as much as possible. And then as soon as the West picked up the panic, China said, we're done, no more virus, 100% back to work. We were only shut down about a month or so, but in America, it's going to be 18 months, we're told, which will mean we will no longer exist. Except the big box stores and those that are part of critical infrastructure, they're allowed to keep operating, and you're going to learn to be very dependent on them, and then checks will be given to you, even if you didn't want to be on welfare, so that you can go buy at the big box stores. And you've got to go out with your permission slip that you're going, that you'll get from Walmart or Target, and then you'll drive in and the police will check you at a checkpoint, and then you'll go in wearing your mask and you'll get your food once a week when you're allowed out of your house, and you will go home or you will face 6 months in jail. But criminals, armed robbers, rapists, they're all being let out of jail by the tens of thousands a day now. The homeless are exempt in New York and in California. And the migrants and homeless in Europe. The Islamics, they're all exempt. Sweden's banned all air travel in and out of the country, except for Soros UN-funded aircraft that land multiple times daily from the Middle East and North Africa, bringing in military-aged men. Those are exempt. That's at NewsWars.com and EuropeWars.com. We had direct links to the Swedish news. So the criminals can run around wild. The homeless can run around wild. The illegal aliens can run around wild. The borders can pretty much still be open and porous. But you are going to stay in your house, you dirty, stinking American. And if your neighbor sees your cough, you're being taken away for 6 weeks. It's all being announced. It's all globally standardized. And then China used it as a pretext to grab their political enemies. England's announced you'll be grabbed and disappeared for 6 weeks. And now they're announcing he'll be grabbed and disappeared for 6 weeks in California and in New York. And it's all standardized. And China's now the savior. It's not called the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. It's now called COVID-19. And it's all Trump's fault. He didn't respond properly. And as hundreds start to die every week, and then thousands, just like the flu, you'll be told it's the end of the world, and your guns, and your property, and your life, and your business is all forfeit. And we're just all so conditioned here, and InfoWars has been such the tip of the spear. But last night I saw this headline, on Independent, coronavirus, California prepares to enact martial law if necessary, governor says. So I sent it out. I'm not criticizing Paul Watson. I'm not criticizing his brother, Steve Watson. He's in the background, just as smart as Paul. I'm not criticizing all my other writers who all, you know, head for the hills. Nobody's here at the office except the crew around the show now. All run for the hills. That's fine. But everybody's just like, oh, we're just used to martial law. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We broke it and pioneered it. Literally, there's a mental block, no article about it. I mean, saying 40 million people don't leave your house is bad enough. But then to say we might just enact full martial law, but we're not sure we need that yet. We're going to get you really scared before we call it the big scary word. So we're already under FEMA national emergency, and the war powers has been declared. And so that's a form of martial law. And Trump was pushed into that because every death is his fault. And again, we're shut down 18 months, China a month. It's all an economic weapon. And the same media that praised China is going to attack Trump at every level. And at first, kind of act like, oh, the politicians, okay, we're not going to attack you. But once the deaths mount, they'll then say, you didn't do enough early enough, plus you crashed the market, and then they're going to trigger civil unrest. Because when they try to shut down all the businesses and can trick Trump into pure martial law, or let the governors and mayors do it by themselves, that will trigger looting and robbing and out-of-control behavior, because the people are going to run out of food. And so they're deliberately creating, like with a chemistry set, a reaction that's going to cause an explosion. And so this is how the West dies. This is how America dies. This is how it all unfolds. I'm the martial law man. I'm the guy that told you all these secretive preparations are being made for decades by the globalists. And I know that the globalists don't like Trump. And we had some patriots in the government, the people that helped get Trump elected. And he's really tried to right the ship and get better deals for America. But he's been hit now with total hysteria by the corporations, the media, foreign governments. And we have whole articles. Remember 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, we're like, why are they flying people from China untested back to San Antonio and dropping them off at the mall? And then they released a woman they knew had COVID-19, the Chinese virus. They did it on purpose. They incubated it. The CDC's got a bunch of globalists in it. They're the worst of the worst. They're a bunch of eugenicists. They're part of this mad scientist cult. And they did all this on purpose. So remember, China's fine. They're open for business. No big deal now. But here, it's over. 18 months, it's over. Your job, your business, it's over. And they've got talking heads everywhere telling you that it is a depression. Here's some of the governor. We've got more of him. But here's the little darling of Nancy Pelosi. You know, he's married into the family. Here's Gavin Newsom up there, just happy as the American psycho he is. Just telling you how he's going to save you from the horrible thing that's coming by locking you up in your house. And, well, we're not sure if martial law is even right yet, even though we're already under it. Here it is.
Governor, you said you were issuing a directive about bars and nightclubs and restaurants and as well as nursing homes. Is that an order by the governor of California by force of law? Or?
It's exactly the same guidance we put out as it relates to social functions that are non-essential north of 250 and those that are non-essential for vulnerable populations of 10 or less. What happened, you saw, is it was overwhelmingly and positively embraced. Some communities countries even went further. We have absolute expectation this will be socialized in real time. We've had the privilege of talking to many, many mayors today and county leaders that are hopeful we were moving in this direction. And I have all the confidence in the world these guidance along the same lines that we advanced on large gatherings will take shape.
The governors of Illinois and Ohio ordered the closure.
We could do that easily.
Why not exercise your...
Because it's a nuance and a distinction we get caught up in, because to date we haven't needed to do that. We've set out guidance. That guidance has been met in every circumstance. And as I said in the past, if you want to establish a framework of martial law, which is ultimate authority and enforcement, we have the capacity to do that, but we are not at this moment feeling that is a necessity. And to the extent that people do not socialize and support this very directive guidance, I would be surprised, and we have all the confidence it will be.
Now, he's telling the idiot member of the globalist press, listen, when you're putting handcuffs on a woman, you want to tell her it's going to be all right. Then you take her down in the basement and torture her to death. Let us get the handcuffs on them first, and then we're going to hurt them real bad, okay?
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones, on this very bleak March 20th Friday transmission. Well, the New World Order, the big mega banks, the eugenicist depopulation operation has been in a lot of trouble the last 5 years or so. People are waking up to them, and they're electing populists and nationalists, and prosperity is taking place, and we're turning the tide against the pedophile movement that powers the Luciferian left, and they don't know what to do. And so they're using their economic power through communist governments, authoritarian EU, the big mega banks, and the media to cut off industry, to show the example of shutting down infrastructure, to then have government order it, and it's following an exact choreographed track towards the announcement of martial law. Now, last Sunday, we put out a headline that Trump considering declaring interstate travel ban. Well, hell, forget interstate travel ban. You've got multiple governors, California, New York, saying don't leave your house. How many millions is that? 40 million in California and what is it, 28 million or something in New York? Last time I checked, what's the population in New York? That's martial law. Trump just expanded coronavirus travel ban to the UK and Ireland, hints at domestic restrictions. That was just in a press conference today. Hell, he's in one right now. So I said Trump to announce interstate travel ban as early as tonight. Experts are meeting with him right now, I said on Sunday, trying to talk him out of it from the Federalist Society. And that's now been confirmed the next day that Trump was considering it. Well, I've talked to a lot of military sources, low level and high level. I've talked to a lot of police sources. I've talked to governmental sources. I've talked to legal sources. And they say that Trump is gauging it all and tried to buck China and the EU setting the precedent. We'd already be under this. But then they're criticizing him, saying he hasn't done enough. They want internal controls, not external. Joe Biden's still saying it's xenophobic to stop Chinese flying here. Doesn't know what planet he's on. China shoots you at checkpoints, but we can't stop Chinese flying here. So Trump is stuck in this balancing act. He knows this is going to kill the economy. He knows they're trying to remove him from office. He knows that they're hyping this up bigger than it is. Yeah, it's going to probably kill tens of thousands of people. Still, we're a nation of 330 plus million. And so they're trying to stampede him into this, but through the governors, through the corporations, through the media, they've already declared their own little martial laws. They've already said don't leave your homes. They've already said you've got to line up and only come into Costco 20 at a time and stay back 10 feet or security guards will throw you out. They've already said we're going to shut down all the small businesses but let the big ones stay open. We're going to bail out to the big ones but not to you. Or per capita, you'll get much less than the establishment does. This is a globalist takeover. This is teaching you to work from home, teaching you that you've got to be tracked by a cell phone to go outside. We talked about China a month ago, tracking people with their cell phones before they could leave their houses, making them download a government app. Well, now, we broke on Monday, drudgereport.com picked it up, that MIT and Bill and Melinda Gates have a plan to make you wear a bracelet that changes colors and a digital tattoo you take under the skin that shows you've been inoculated and that they'll track you by your cell phone where you go and what you do. That is in the news today. COVID-19 tracking bracelets, and invisible tattoos to monitor Americans. Asia deploys innovative, if invasive tech to curb virus. And what's it say? Cell phones that track you, bracelets, digital tattoos. Yahoo News. So see, it's a global, standardized, well-planned out operation. That's why the CDC in November, we reported on this weeks ago, Mike Adams was with us in the fourth hour, did a great job writing a big article about it yesterday, because it's not got enough tension, that the CDC didn't just bring in people that had coronavirus knowingly all over the country and drop them off when they knew they had it, like in San Antonio. Then San Antonio declared emergency 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. But they brought in thousands of people out of China and dropped them off. And now we know that the CDC in November prepared for mass quarantines and hired the most amount of mass quarantine experts they've ever done in 1 month. So, yes, they were coordinating with the deep state and the globalists. I don't believe Trump was involved because the deep state's all around him. He only has a small beachhead up there. And I predicted 8 weeks ago they would then frame Trump for the virus and say he had a bad response and that it would move on from China. We'd forget what happened there. It would all be about us. And we'd have much greater restrictions and the media would work against the president openly. Exactly that happened because we know it's man-made. We know the Chi-Coms work with the global deep state. We know that they prepared it. We saw all the pre-programming. We saw the disease X that UN announced 2 years ago that was coming that would change our lives forever. And the tabletop exercise 4 months ago with Bill and Melinda Gates with 65 million dead and with the coronavirus. They scripted it all. They beta tested it all. How do you know a new Chevy vehicle's coming out? You see ads for it. It's coming. Well, same thing with this. A giant pre-programmed control grid. And so Trump looks ineffectual if he doesn't bring in his martial law. Hey, we're going to save people. I'm American Psycho Gavin Newsom. Notice California last year passed a law that you can give somebody HIV that can kill them. Or hepatitis that can kill them, and it's okay to knowingly, because it's like a cult thing with some of the radical leftist homosexuals to give each other disease and to spread it. That's on record, called bug chasers, gift givers, gift receivers. And they just said, hey, it's not a felony, it's not even an issue now. Just kill people. That passed. The same senator now says he wants pedophilia legalized. Same guy that got that passed says he wants it legalized. And California is set to legalize pedophilia. By the way, Pornhub, up to 68,000 child rape videos on there. And they say they're allowed to do it. And the feds say, hey, you're Pornhub. You're allowed to have child rape. You see? So, oh my gosh, we're going to give people hepatitis that kills tens of thousands a year. We're going to give them HIV that kills tens of thousands a year in the U.S. We're going to do all of this, and that's okay. But oh my gosh, if California has a, you know, 50 people dead or whatever from coronavirus, it's the end of the world. An American psycho, Gavin Newsom's going to strut around. We come back. I'm going to play 5 minutes of his press conference where he gets into the martial law. And oh, no, no, no. He says to the reporter, don't we need total martial law? And he goes, my sweetie, they're socializing, they're accepting it and enforcing it on themselves. Let's not get too hasty. Looks so evil. He goes, we'll get to that very soon because it is martial law. But again, when you're a kidnapper, let's use the microcosm example, and you try to pick up the 16-year-old girl, like you're Ted Bundy, you tell her, oh, I have a non-threatening yellow Volkswagen. Hey, let's go eat dinner. Let's go drink some beer together. Get in the car with me. Pulls the gun out, puts it to her head, and he says, I'm going to blow your head off unless you put these handcuffs on. It'll be okay if you put them on. See, Newsom's just like, put the handcuffs on. There you go, sweet. Now I'm going to take you to a nice place and let you out of these. Let me lead you down. Let's put this gag on. Down these stairs, right into this basement, shows that door, and he goes, I'm going to torture you over 3 days, and I'm going to suck your soul, and I'll get ready for me to torture the hell out of you. Newsom's like, let's get the handcuffs on.
Our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high quality supplements and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
That we could abort 63 million babies and fund the communist Chinese to kill 400 million of their babies, both of them little girls, and have human-animal hybrids and just all the toxic waste dumping and all the corruption and all the pedophilia and everything else that is going on. Do you really think that God wouldn't allow evil to come after us. That's how God judges you. He just lifts the hedge, the shields go down, and evil can then attack you. It always happens. We're going into judgment just like Israel did when they became corrupt and turned away from God. And the prosperity and the freedom and all the decadence we've had is going to be swept away now. America is running like a coward dog into a ditch over the edge of the cliff. Nobody cares about all those babies they're killing. Nobody cares about all the Alzheimer's patients exploding. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of the governor, California,
lost in a
saying,
moment.
I don't need martial law. It's the subtlety, he smiles at the reporter. Because I'll just arrest you if you leave your house. Arbitrarily. That's martial law. That's the definition in Black's law. You see, they never name it and call it what it is. Here, let's go ahead and hear from the American psycho, Gavin Newsom.
Further, we have absolute expectation. This will be socialized in real time. We've had the privilege of talking to many, many mayors today and county leaders that are hopeful we were moving in this direction. And I have all the confidence in the world. These guidance along the same lines that we advanced on large gatherings will take shape.
The governors of Illinois and Ohio ordered the closure.
We could do that easily.
Why not exercise your...
Because it's a nuance and a distinction we get caught up in, because to date we haven't needed to do that. We've set out guidance. That guidance has been met in every circumstance. And as I said in the past, if you want to establish a framework of martial law, which is ultimate authority and enforcement, we have the capacity to do that, but we are not at this moment feeling that is a necessity. And to the extent that people do not socialize and support this very directive guidance, I would be surprised, and we have all the confidence it will be.
So, Governor, is that enforceable, or you don't plan to enforce it?
I'll repeat. We had this exact conversation with many of you.
That's enough. We'll go back to more of this in a moment. The San Antonio mayor was on TV last night. They had a bunch of calls about it, saying 6 months in jail if you're caught in a group of 10 or more people. But if you're an illegal alien or a homeless person or someone in jail committed a crime, you go free. Because it's about you learning to do what you're told. I want to open the phones up specifically for law enforcement. I want to open the phones up specifically for military. I want to open the phones up specifically for folks to talk about what you've been told and what you've been told to gear up for. But they've already announced that they're putting the military over key distribution sites. They're preparing to control state lines. They're preparing to shut down, quote, all non-essential travel within the United States. Then you've got to go register with the government and go through a health check to be able to even travel. This is martial law to the next level. Now, there's a bunch of articles out about how HIV drugs aren't working, though they thought they would because it's got part of the HIV virus in it. It's man-made. That's admitted. And all these other things aren't working. And then we heard a few weeks ago that chloroquine, a inexpensive malaria drug, is having incredible effects on people if it's caught before it gets too late, even if you're old. And I've got a bunch of articles and studies and reports here on that, but anybody can pull up chloroquine, C-H-L-O-R-A-Q-U-I-N. But you know how chloroquine works, right? French study finds anti-malaria drug chloroquine may be highly effective against coronavirus. That was days ago, but again, it came out weeks ago. Well, guess what chloroquine does, according to the literature? It pushes zinc into the cells, and then when there's zinc in there, the viruses can't replicate in the cells. Isn't that interesting? Just like nanosilver in Pentagon reports and countless other Homeland Security congressional reports coats the cell so that viruses can't get in. And it also fries them because it's electrochemical. It's conductive, just like copper. By the way, those on the news saying that silver, saying silver is a cure, I'm saying it's established by the Army in the Civil War. They used it, and the Pentagon uses it now. And you go to hospitals to visit family, they're everywhere. They don't spray the iodine that much anymore, even though it kills stuff too. Or the alcohol, that's not even hardly used. Stuff everybody uses hand sanitizer. They are using nanosilver from American Biotech Labs, the one that we use. But the toothpaste is sold out, folks, and I'm not advertising it as something that is a treatment or a defense. It's sold as a tooth whitening toothpaste. But yeah, silver is antibacterial, antiviral. That's what I brush my teeth with. But when you hear our advertisements for it, in fact, cue up the one-minute ad. I never played it last week that we run all the time. You know, it's sold out of the Super Silver ad. It's about whitening your teeth. It's not about coronavirus. But the media misrepresented. That's what I was saying. No, I was reading military reports about this particular nanosilver. If you go back to the kings in Rome and Babylon, they demanded to only eat off silver platters and to drink out of silver chalices, not gold. Silver. Going west, I'm already digressing. I want to get to the news. They would put in the buttermilk to keep it longer on the wagon trains, a couple silver dollars. They didn't know why. They just didn't make it last longer. Well, guess what has a whole bunch of zinc in it? The Real Red Pill and the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus has natural, healthy stimulant in it. Real Red Pill is the same, just no stimulant. And it has multivitamin, minerals, amino acids, and a big dose of high-quality zinc. By the way, you should also look up zinc and what zinc does for your colon. Just so happens in all these big major studies, they can't even debate it, that people that take a lot of zinc, well, it's a whole other world for the people that don't when it comes to colon cancer. But again, the system tells you, go out and eat comfort food. There's an actual article. Go eat lots of sugar. Party. Drink a bunch. No, that's how you die. Better stop drinking. Better cut back on the sugar if you're really worried about this virus. But my point is, Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, zinc is sold out everywhere. So is vitamin C. It's sold out everywhere. In fact, I have reporters out right now showing multiple stores. They're going to report on it. They're just, it's empty. Folks are getting it. Well, guess what we've got in stock? And I decided, I haven't made this announcement yet, I just decided to do it. Even though this is going to sell out in just a few weeks, right now it's only 20% off. As we speak, it's 50% off. I do the opposite of what the globalists do. I don't raise prices in a crisis, I lower them. It's 20% off right now. I said I wouldn't do 50% off in the new year. I haven't done it yet, but I'm doing it now. 50% off on Real Red Pill, 50% off on Real Red Pill Plus, because I want you to not procrastinate, and I want you to get it. It has the preglinone as well. You need to get this now, especially if you are over 20 years old. Get it today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
The way to get them to not implement full martial law and keep it in place 18 months that will guarantee the greatest suppression we've ever seen. All their countries will be open for business. We'll just be totally locked down, starving to death. And the media will be saying, you know, Trump's been removed and you never can leave your homes again. I mean, that's their plan. They want to conquer America. The big corporations with the globalists. This is 21st century war. It's psychological warfare. The Pentagon will tell you 90% of war is psychological. And we are absolutely being scared to death. Trump said the hype is a hoax. Yeah, the virus is going to kill some people. It's been this way since the beginning of time. Plagues come and go. We're working on treatments. But when the media says, when the UN says, like it's the authority, the World Health Organization says there is no treatment and there is no vaccine. There's nothing you can do. And people are like, well, wait a minute. Chloroquine, the anti-malarial drug, they're saying all over in these studies really works well. And what's it do? It pushes zinc in to the cells. Doesn't mean it'll 100% protect you, but it's a big deal. So does vitamin C. There's Nobel Prizes for vitamin C stopping viruses and infections. Two of them. Linus Pauling. Well, the World Health Organization says that just doesn't matter. And again, ladies and gentlemen, they're not on the news telling you, get zinc. get vitamin C. They're not telling you that the studies about iodine massively boosting your immunity. They're not telling you about nanosilver. They're not telling you anything. I've got articles going, people are enjoying more alcohol and comfort food and watching TV, and they're watching so much TV that the bandwidth in Europe isn't high enough, so the EU ordered Netflix and YouTube to cut the bandwidth quality from HD. That's martial law. When the government's controlling how much electricity you get and how much bandwidth you get, whether you paid for it or not, it's every level. It's called fascism. When the government controls what the corporations do and then gives all the profits to them, you get socialism and the crumbs down here. You get a communist-style enforcement, but it's fascist flying above you in their jet copters and Lear jets and Gulfstream jets and jumbo jets. So it's just incredible to me that we've reached this point. And now we learn Republican and Democrats, including Dianne Feinstein, she has a Chinese spy running her office, got a classified briefing on coronavirus and how dire it was. Same intelligence agency saying Trump's a Russian agent. Trump still hasn't gotten rid of all the globalists. And they dumped their stock. And the media, strangely enough, is calling for the Republicans to resign, but not the Democrats. I say every damn one of them. I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. You get a classified briefing, and you go dump your stock. It's called insider trading. Stick a fork in them. They're done. But see, don't you know those few Republicans that didn't vote for impeachment? Don't you know now when there's going to be a new impeachment coming up? Oh, you know it's coming for not handling the coronavirus right. Give it 4 months when the death's peaking, hundreds of thousands. On the high end, 50,000 on the low end. That's my prediction. From the real numbers. They've got their votes now. Because the FBI is still controlled by the globalists at the top. And they'll defer prosecution for insider trading, but you're going to now vote against President Trump. So you can see how all this is coming together. Meanwhile, big article on Infowars.com with links to the Wall Street Journal. Migrant labor was to blame for coronavirus spread in both Italy and Iran. And the CDC allowed more than 200 flights of repatriated Americans, including those they knew had corona, and let them go. In towns all over America. And San Antonio made a big deal about it and said, don't do it, remember? But they still did. And now Anthony Fauci and all the same ones that run the show, they're the good guys. And Trump gets up and tries to talk the virus down. Fauci sidles up, and says, it's all over. Run for the hills. You're all dead. Trump's always surrounded by the deep state. You say, why does he appoint them? That's who was there. That's who's been there. It's every agency. And they've got their minions, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 below them. And they'll lie to the president's face. Oh, my gosh. So, Shimei Nugent is joining us to talk about living off the grid. And she's written books about it and her view on a lot of things. As she said, she's not pulling any punches anymore. She's very bold. And is ready to go on air, and she's a really interesting, smart lady, Ted Nugent's wife, and I really look forward to her joining us the next hour. And then this is what's going to happen. I'm going to open the phones up in the third and fourth hour. Mike Adams is going to be riding shotgun with me in the fourth hour. We're going to be covering the waterfront. And I want to be clear, because some people try to say that, you know, Mike Adams and I are fighting over stuff. We're not. Mike's been right that this was hyped up. It's a man-made virus. We've covered that as well. We've been tacking together on that. And other experts we've had on have been together. And we can tell this is going to be huge, going to be dangerous. The virus is man-made. It is killing people. But the disproportionate media hype saying Trump did bad and trying to shut down our market, because our market isn't as controlled as China's, and because our media is going to be anti-Trump instead of being pro-Xi Jinping like they were, this is really going to destroy confidence and cause a depression. And you've got all these globalist cheerleaders on television hyping the fall of the economy. foaming at the mouth. And so this is their move. You wonder what they would do next? This is it. And we rightfully said, Trump, you better get ahead of it, at least rhetoric-wise, or they're going to say you didn't respond right. And I was thinking steps ahead, but then as you actually see it unfold, you're like, gosh, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, between a rock and a hard place. And so in the third and fourth hour, I want to hear from military, from first responders, from fire departments, from emergency management, from all sorts of folks, because this type of stuff is going around. We're already under martial law by the Democrats in areas they control. They already set the precedent to make it look like Trump didn't act if he doesn't. But this is the stuff going around in text messages everywhere. I got it from the Federalist Society directly in the meeting last Sunday with Trump when he was about to come out and announce interstate travel bans, but didn't. And we said he may do it, he may not. The best time to do it is Sunday night. That way there's not a lot of traffic stuff going on. You can get it in place and then try to block people going across state lines, and it's going to be a disaster. And the lockdowns, it's just going to be out of control. But this is the stuff going around. Some of these are fake. Some of these are real. But everybody loves stuff that's nebulous, like an Easter egg hunt, like the Q stuff, you know. Something can be the governor saying, well, we're looking at martial law, but don't leave your homes. That is martial law. That's kind of like, oh, who cares about something real and totally bombshell? Let's just talk about text messages we got. Dad works for Homeland Security. He said that they're prepping to mobilize the National Guard, preparing to dispatch them across the U.S. along with the military. Next, they will call in first responders. He said they're preparing to announce a nationwide one-week quarantine for all citizens and businesses closed. Everyone at home, they are told to pack and be prepared for up to 30 days deployment, which he said means they may extend the quarantine up to 30 days. Oh, it's going to go after that. He told me to notify our family members and have them stock up and be prepared. They will announce this as soon as they have troops in place to help prevent looters and rioters. He said he got the call last night and was told to pack and be prepared for the call today when the dispatch orders. And he said we'll announce before the end of the weekend to keep people home on Monday. There's hundreds of versions of these being put out by shadowy groups that are spamming it. And I think it's think tanks and the Democrats just pushing the perception so that Trump feels like he has to do it and so the public acquiesces to it. Because when you track most of these, they don't go back to real people. Meanwhile, they're getting the troops ready to take over and setting up checkpoints. And I've seen police doing drills and fire departments with dump trucks getting ready to block roads all over Texas. So they're declaring an emergency. They're saying don't leave your home except for critical stuff. They're saying close all the businesses. Now they're talking about closing them all together. And now they're announcing in the news, like that headline, military to be used for law enforcement. That's martial law, folks. I read you the definition two segments ago. I just showed you the governor of California talking about martial law. We're going to play 5 minutes of that I said we'll get to next segment, and then Shemaine Nugent's going to be joining us. But information warfare of the globalists needs to be countered with wide-spectrum analysis and truth, and the people having a voice, and experts that we have on. Well, that's this show. So I'm going to tell you again, take action now, ladies and gentlemen. Do not stop. Do not hesitate. Use civil disobedience. Anything legal? But right at the edge to get Infowars.com and Band.video out, and the fact that the virus is a Chi-Com bioweapon meant to take down our economy. Get active or become a slave. Expose the globalists, their martial law plan, or America is done. This is America under attack by a foreign Chi-Com weapon. Spread the word about the broadcast now.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350-350. That's DO88 to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
The winds of change, the waves of change are here.